Hoops Talk with Will Perdue.
Alley-oop, Perdue!
Need to know what's happening with the Bulls in the NBA? Hoops Talk, sponsored by Calamos Investments. Here's four-time NBA champion and former Chicago Bull, Will Perdue. Hoops Talk.
Will Perdue! We love Wednesdays because Will joins us, my favorite former Chicago Bull. I don't even have a favorite current Bull, so you're it, Will. But it is brought to you by Calamos Investments. You're my favorite Bull.
Well, I guess I should say thank you. That's quite an honor.
Yeah. So, are the Bulls broken? Because a lot of the headlines today say the Bulls are broken. Is there any truth to that?
That's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because I have a chip in the window of my car, and I'm watching it grow, and I've obviously got to get it fixed. And the chip kind of reminds me of the Bulls, because I feel like with as much talent as they have, that they're just, for whatever reason, there's a lot of reasons. You can't put your finger on one specific reason. It seems like there's different ones every game. But it just seems like they're going in the right direction. But, you know, listen, this whole thing can change with one game, but that's probably what's so frustrating for a lot of the fans. We're waiting for that one game or that one instance or something to change the course of this chip in my windshield.
You know, when it gets cold, that's gonna just scatter out, and you're gonna have cracks all through your windshield. Is this an analogy you would liken to the Bulls?
That's probably a good way to put it. Unless you address it and take care of it, it's not going to get any better. And you talk about with the amount of potholes and the weather, it's just only going to grow and get worse. So, you know, I've been telling everybody we got to eliminate the Lonzo Ball discussion. Do I think that Lonzo Ball is going to make things better? Absolutely. But do I think that he alone, as one individual, is going to correct everything? Probably not. So that's the question for Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnisovas: what do they do from here? Because they're the ones that continue to talk about continuity. And I'm not sure if just saying continuity is the answer, but we really don't know because Lonzo hasn't played this year.
Yeah. Will Perdue is with us, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago and Chicago Bulls pre and post game. It's sponsored by Calamos Investments. Kevin, shoot him a question.
Well, we go back a year. Let's go to December 6th of 2021. The Bulls are 17-8. They've won four straight. The start of last year was incredible for Bulls fans. It was so fun to watch this new look Bulls team with the new front office. They were flying high. We're like, this is great. The Bulls are winning. It looks great. And then, you know, we fast forward through the end of last year, and they lost a lot of games to good teams. And now here we are. They're 12th place in the East, Will. They're five games under 500. They've lost seven of their last 10. And what has come with that nationally in the basketball talk? Trade talks already. Just a year removed from like the beginning of it felt like something good happening. And Zach gets the extension in the offseason. And maybe some were still a little skeptical going into this year. But look, it's being thrown out there, Will, that if this doesn't get straightened out, who knows what this front office will do? Do you buy into that, that there's a chance we could see guys like DeMar or Vooch get moved, even Zach get moved?
Yeah, I don't think anything, quite honestly, is off the table, Kevin, because one of the things I said, and I'm just repeating what Arturis said on Media Day back in September, is that the expectations is for this team to, A, be better than last year, B, go farther than last year, meaning, okay, getting into the first round is not okay. We have to get into the first round and get into the second round, meaning win the first round, to show improvement. You know, the interesting thing is I said at the beginning of the season that there's a possibility the Bulls could actually be a better team but have a worse record than last year because the East has gotten better. And I think that still stands true. But what I didn't see coming was them to have such a – I know that everybody talks about the difficulty of their schedule, but it's just how they've lost games. The lack of consistency from game to game has been frustrating. And you can tell a lot of times by, you know, the answers of Billy Donovan prior to games, post-game, that, you know, he's willing to try anything and everything to try to get this thing straightened out.
Are you worried at all about Zach LaVine long term? And I know it's been a small sample size. He did have an operation, a procedure done in the offseason, signs the max deal, and, you know, missed the season opener because of load management, however they want to refer to it. Kind of off to a slow start here, Will. Are you concerned at all about Zach LaVine moving forward?
Yeah, I am. I mean, do I think that things are going to get better? Yeah. I mean, listen, one thing I want to make sure people understand, Kevin, is I don't question his work ethic. I don't question his passion. I'm just worried that, you know, he's never going to be the same player. He's not going to be as explosive. You know, we see a different Zach LaVine. But that's okay if he can figure out how to change his game a little bit and still be just as effective. You know, maybe he's not the explosive player that he was. And this is all just under, you know, hypothetical. And he learns how to score. I mean, you saw Michael as he got older, he slowly changed his game, but was still as effective, still put up the same numbers, still had the impact on the game. But it was just one of those things. He was also a little older. So, you know, we still have to give it some more time. But the biggest thing, Kevin, is we just want from this team as a whole, from top to bottom, is consistency. And that's what we're not getting. And, you know, tonight's game against Washington, in my opinion, is huge because no Bradley Beal. This is a game that they should win. This is a game they must win. This is a game they have to win. If they can't win this game tonight, then to me, you have to start asking yourself, is it a chemistry problem and the inability of these guys to play well together?
Here's the problem. You can buy a ticket, a verified resale ticket for tonight's game for $26. You can be sitting almost center court for $189. That's a problem. When those tickets, when you're playing, Will, heck, those tickets were going for a lot more than that.
Those tickets were going for a lot. I can honestly say that I did an excellent job of bartering those tickets for a leather couch and for a few other things in my heyday.
I love that you admit that.
You got to understand. You got to do. I mean, it makes economic sense, right?
Right.
When I was building my house and we were, you know, rolling and winning championships, as you just talked about, Lisa, those tickets were worth, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 times face value. They were just hard to come by. And if you had an opportunity to maybe, you know, make it, a friend of mine said, if you can make it a win-win, meaning I get what I want, you get what you want, everybody's happy, you got to do it. I thought I had a lot of win-win situations when it came to Bulls tickets. I used them accordingly.
Will, how many tickets did you get as a player? How does that work for pro athletes? Do you get a certain for each game, or what? How does that whole process work?
Yeah, so for home games, we used to get 4 tickets, and on the road, you used to get 2 tickets. So the hard part was on the road, buying tickets was difficult. So you had to negotiate with your teammates. Like, for example, you know, I'm from Florida, so whenever we went to play the Magic, I went through the locker room. Can I have your 2? Can I have your... And you hardly ever got 2 without having to negotiate. Okay, I'll give you my 2 in Orlando if you'll give me your 2... here. And it seems like everybody had a huge demand for tickets in LA. I'm not really sure why, but that seemed to be a pretty popular spot.
I love that. Will, thank you for joining us on the show. We always appreciate it. We'll be rooting on the Bulls tonight. We'll be watching you do the pre and post game on NBC Sports.
I won't be in tonight because I'm actually in Nashville. As everybody knows, I went to Vanderbilt. They're honoring the 88 team that went to the Sweet 16. So I took the day off to come down here to do that. But I just want everybody to know that as I'm looking out my window from my hotel room, the weather today in Chicago is better than it is in Nashville. So get out and enjoy.
Good to know. Will Perdue on the Lisa Dent Show. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.